So, here we are again. Another episode of Trench Tips. It's me, the Rebel MC, Zachy T, and
And
my
it's
esteemed
me,
colleague,
the cat's mother,
the
Jack
cat's
David
mother,
Frimston.
Jack David Frimston, or David Jack Frimston, depends what day you catch him on. So, Jack, we've been carefully working away, coming up with a list that I think people will find really, really useful. So we've been looking at what are the through lines, what are the common threads on LinkedIn that make someone a good influencer? What are the things that you can put in place immediately that are going to get massive results overnight and put you on that map? You know what I mean? I can only do a few impressions. Some of these people can do 100,000, put it that way.
How?
How? How
I bet they're
exactly?
Christopher Walken isn't as good as yours, though.
I wouldn't have thought so, but whose is? Anyway, so what we've got is five things that you can implement into your LinkedIn game. And if they don't work, well, I'll show my arse in Burton's window, as my mum used to say. And obviously, she is in prison now for that.
Yeah, and she is in Burton's right now.
So I'm going to kick things off, Jack, with my number one, being your authentic self. What does it mean? How do you do it?
I love it. That I there is nothing more that I love than on LinkedIn is being my authentic self, being true to who I am, showcasing my values, and being the real me. I think what the first step in being your authentic self is vulnerability. Any kind of crippling doubt, any illness, worry, overstimulation, all of these things, you've got to showcase those things. Any vulnerability, like people trust people that are on the verge of breaking down. That's what I've learned. And when
No,
I've
I agree.
yeah
100%. What I like to see when I'm out there shopping for like a potential supplier or someone to use, I want to see a founder with a regular track record of almost breaking down and burning out. Because I think, well, look, they're relatable. They're not going to let me down. They're just like me. They're on the verge of a breakdown. And I want to see, they've been, oh, sorry, I was quiet for a bit. I was going away looking after our mental health again. Sorry, I've been quiet for a bit. I'm actually an alcoholic. I want to see like the regular streams of that happening. So then I know, well, they're just like us, and because of that, they're probably really reliable.
And if you can post some kind of selfie with you looking vulnerable in some sort of situation, people like to see people that are down in the dumps, so they like that, which is great for like feeling good. It's like a dopamine hit. But also, the more likes on your vulnerable selfies and your vulnerable pictures, the more likely you are to get traction. And the more traction you get, the more eyeballs, more people see you being vulnerable. Guess what? You're vulnerable. I'm calling you up. I want to work with you. So vulnerability, and should we call them selfies looking sad, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. Another one that can work quite well is almost missing target, but still being able to add massive value to your customers, and as a result, getting a renewal over the line that meant you still hit target at the end. There's a little, oh, but you still managed to pull it off. And you want to start those ones off with, I didn't hit target, or I only made X amount, something like that that draws them in and there's a happy ending. And I'd say post that at the end of every month,
Every
that exact
month,
same post.
the same post without fear, post it and you will achieve great success. Vulnerability, authentic self. I've had quite a hard life, and from what we've been studying, I'm very excited to share my hard life online.
Me too. Me too. Me too. There were months growing up where I was seeing some of these people, their household income barely scraping 100,000 a year. You
How?
know, they were having to decide, do we do the third holiday this year or do we just do two? And I'm thinking, I don't know how some of these people have even managed to get out of bed this one and come to it. So look, massive, massive hats
Props
off
to them.
to a lot of these.
Well done.
So I've got down as my number two, Jack, outside of you being my number two, I've got alpha tactics. Alpha tactics. So just letting people know up front that you're the alpha, you're not to be messed with. And maybe you can kick us off on this and what you're seeing, works.
I mean, nobody wants a beta. Nobody wants to work with a Sigma. Nobody wants to work with a Ligma. They're people that you don't want to work with, okay? Like, you want to work with alphas. When I think of alpha, I think of strong alpha leaders, like people that you'd put on the same page as like Mother Teresa. I'm thinking Grant Cardone, Andy Elliott, Jordan Belfort, like real alpha, great leaders that will go down in history as heroes for doing something good. So it's very hard to say, like, how do I show someone I'm an alpha while also being my authentic self? So I found the best way to be an alpha is to talk about being an alpha, talk about kind of lifting heavy things, doing hard workouts. Yeah. I'm a big fan. One thing that I'm loving at the moment is like changing your profile picture to like a picture of a wolf. I think nothing screamed I'm an alpha male more than being a wolf. And that's one of the things. And then I think, like, if you are going to be an alpha, obviously a typical thing for alphas to do is slag off betas. So like slagging off anybody that doesn't lift heavy and people that don't like football and people that don't do the hard things. I think that's, and maybe like if you're going to go for a run, make sure you post a video of you running on LinkedIn. That's something that I've seen get some good results recently.
Yeah, that does work a lot. And I think the thing with the wolf thing on in like a sales setting particularly, it's not been done before.
No
one can think of like a wolf in a sales setting and where that's worked before.
No.
And I think that's going to be really, really important when you're out there. And, you know, posting pictures of Lions Works, pictures of Tommy Shelby, who's obviously a fictional character, but posting things that he said that you can apply to your own life as if he wasn't fictional,
he's
going to work really, really well. I'd also say, you know, these quotes like the sales floor's my ocean and most of you don't even know how to swim. Those little quotes like that, they do carry a lot of weight. And they really, like, from, you know, if I was out there as a potential buyer of your service, if I saw that, I'd think, well, these guys aren't fucking around. No. What are they going to be able to do with my prospects or something? You know, that's the team that I'd want.
Yeah. People, I'm a big fan of people that like use the phrase coffee is for closers, but they're not ironic with it. That shows me you're being serious now. Like, if you're a closer, but you just drink coffee, yeah, I'm with it.
I knew a guy who had a very brief stint in recruitment. He had always be closing tattooed on his arm. You'll be familiar with this. I saw him and I just went up to him and I just said, how many women come up to you and just say, please, can you impregnate me when they see that? Because I can't imagine, like, I was intimidated when I saw it. I was like, that guy's always closing so much so he's tattooed it on his own body.
How many?
I mean? So even when he's out of work and he's not in his suit, he's like still closing because he's like looks down at his own arm and he's like, oh my God, I need to always be closing. I forgot, but I'm at a car boot.
You know what I mean? What was the answer, by the way, when you asked him how many women come up to him saying, please impregnate?
He couldn't remember. He literally couldn't
remember. That's alpha. That screams alpha. Bad memory, yeah.
And he laughed. He laughed and he flicked a cigarette in my face.
Wow.
Which, it's like, yeah.
Do you know what brandy smoked?
And he went, great guy. Well, he wasn't smoking brandy. Okay. But listen, let's move on. Now, something else that we see a lot of is, and I think you're a big fan of these, carousels.
Wow.
Apparently they're not going to be on LinkedIn for much longer, so get in there while you can. But these things are game changers.
Game changer.
Some of your favorites.
Well, I used to think Carousel was You'll Never Walk Alone, Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, but apparently not. It's a great way of portraying information. I have found that the longer the carousel, the better. Like carousels that feature just a couple of words but have 98 different pages, so you're constantly clicking to get to the end. Or I think if you are going to post a carousel that's really going to capture attention, promise something great at the end, but don't deliver. People love anticlimaxes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. My uncle and anticlimax are my favorite. I also like when people put in there, this email cadence works every time. And it might be an email cadence that, and this is advice to people like, you know, a bit behind the scenes, even if it's never worked at all or only worked once, post it anyway.
No one knows.
No one's going to question that source. What do you make works every time? Show me the back end. No one cares. You put it in a carousel, no one no. questions
authority.
It.
Screams authority.
They see it in a carousel, they think it must work. It screams authority. And often, if you've done it on Canva, nice aesthetic design, people think, this guy must be legit. I must have to send that 12-step email campaign. It'll get a meeting, and you know, I'll make a certain amount of money from it. And that leads nicely on to my next point.
Money.
Talking about that money. What's your favorite LinkedIn opener? The favorite first line that you like to see every single time?
I earned six figures in 6 minutes. It's great.
Exactly. I like to see how much money they make. And I also like to see that people didn't believe them and they doubted them. Usually accompanied by a selfie. Obviously, if they're more gifted than you and I in the gorgeous department, that selfie is going to hit a bit harder. But what people really want to see, you know, when you walk into a room, I just don't know why they haven't made these, but I want to see people wearing a t-shirt that's got their bank balance written on it, because that's how I measure a person. You know what I mean? I look at them and think, holy fuck, you didn't think you were going to make 90K this month. And actually, you made 93.
It's talking about money.
I'm
a big fan of it. It's just like, because you can't measure like how good looking you are, how hard you work. Money, you can actually measure. So I can know if I've got more money than you, I am better than you. I am more alpha than you. So that's why money's so good. And like just talking about it, like, because let's face it, Zach, me and you, we're always on the market to buy things or invest in stuff. We don't want to work with poor people. Like, there's no way that someone's going to say, oh, I earn 30K a year. Well, I'm not going to give you any of my money. If you earn, you've got to be earning 100K plus, and you've got to talk about it. And if you talk about it and you come to us and say, listen, I'm earning 100K. Do you want to work with me? I'm going to say, yeah.
Hold on a second. Let me get my diary out.
Let me get my checkbook out.
Yeah. Why don't you say
let me see that wolf on your arm.
And I want to, if they haven't told me, I'm going to ask the question first and foremost. I'm going to say, look, before we jump in, I don't want to see the product or solution first. Pull that bank balance up.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. And then have you got some sort of like sob story, working class thing that you can put behind it of how you got there? Because only who cares if I've got problems that you solve? I want to know that you've made a certain amount of money and that you did it against all odds and you document it and post it on LinkedIn. Potentially regularly. I want to know that you've done that quite a lot, because I want someone who's wanting to tell people, look, here I am and I made 100 grand this month. And these are the keys to my new car. If I see that, I think this guy is someone that I want to work with. So if you're out there right now, we're looking at buying new things.
Yeah.
Make sure you're putting that out there on our feed. So there are four things that work really well. The fifth thing that works really well is taking very, very simple concepts and making them really, really complicated. Okay. I want to feel so confused by something I thought was simple that it actually gives me a little bit of fear. And with that fear, I'm scrolling through the post thinking, oh my God, I'm so scared. This is so much more complicated than I thought. And you bail me out as the author of that post with a nice little link that's a sign up to your course that will make that make more sense to me. That just, I think, thank you for doing that.
Thank you for getting there, because it scares me. I'll be honest, like, you read everything about AI and the world of emails and bounce back ability and all those things. These are all scary things that me and you, simple, humble men like me and you, we're idiots. We can never understand it. Yeah, like, we're going to need somebody to take our hand and take our money and show us what to actually do with those things. It must be...
I don't want to talk about booking meetings in people's diaries, right? I want to talk about how you provide demand capture and demand generation to a saturated audience in a turbulent market. If I'm not seeing that, what am I even talking about?
I want you to cold call people. I want you to break them down into different buckets and say, this lead is activated to 9.4... I'm going to rate it on a scale.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but do they want a meeting? Do they not want a meeting? Do they want to move forward or not? I don't care. I'm going to rate them on a scale that you're not going to understand, but I'm going to pay you to help me understand that scale. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. And look, after all of these things that you're employing, Have a course.
Mm.
Have a newsletter, right? Every newsletter that hits my inbox, I think this is some of the best literature I've come across in a very long time. I read every single one of them and I think, you know what? I've never seen that before. I've never seen someone say it like that before, and I'm grateful for it. And then usually what happens is I read them for a certain amount of time, and then I sit back and I think, how much money have I got to give this guy? How much money have I got? Okay, so then we move into that world. So look, Jack, I've got being authentic. I've got alpha tactics. I've got carousels. I've got money. And I've got make things that are simple, very complicated. My closing thoughts are, if you employ all five of those, you will make a lot of money.
I think that there is one thing that you've missed, which I think is important, and it doesn't have to be true, but I have seen people have some good success with it. I think that if you've had an exit, even if you haven't had an exit, I would put three exits in your bio, or ex-Google, ex-Twitter, ex-Microsoft. They're big companies. No one's not going to do a reference check. It makes you look good.
Yeah. I'd say if you work in an office, you can, because people don't, obviously that's what people mean, count how many exits you've got in the building.
Mate.
And just
nine exits.
So you've got two, three exits in the building. Just say three exits. And then people ask questions.
You're better
about
than
it,
them.
They'll think, okay, that must mean, yeah, exactly. So try those. Let us know what you think. And
thank you.
Yeah, hope this helped.